What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Looks Maxing Really Does Work. Now, as you guys can tell, I'm back in the good old US of A. I'm gonna be here for a little bit, guys, and then I'm gonna be back off to San Cristobal because I got good pussy over there. Not to mention, I actually like where I am at San Cristobal. The reason I'm back here in America, it's because there is a testosterone shortage in Mexico. As you guys know, I'm on TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, and I haven't shot myself with testosterone in a couple of weeks, and it's not good for me to be without testosterone that long. You know, I'm supposed to shoot up TRT every week, so. Again, there was a testosterone shortage in Mexico. This is one of the many reasons I had to come back. Not to mention that my piece of shit Android Google Pixel 3 phone died on me. This is a new phone. This is why I didn't do videos in the past couple of days, because I was waiting for this phone to come in from Amazon. The phone that I'm using right now is a iPhone SE second generation, refurbished obviously. I got it for $200 after shipping and everything, and it's a small phone. I know a lot of you guys out there say, Amar, what are you doing with a small phone? Well, number one, a small phone actually fits in your hand. I mean, I have big hands, so I can actually use the phone with one hand rather than actually trying to like use both hands to type. I can type with one hand using a small phone. Not to mention, it fits in my pocket. It's not that heavy. And on top of that, as you guys know, I'm a web developer. I own and run MGTOW.TV. So I need to test out on a small video, on a small screen. Because if it looks good on the iPhone SE, which is probably the smallest screen in the market, then it's pretty much gonna look good on any other sized smartphone. Anyways, this video is about looks maxing and getting results. So, as you guys again know, I was in San Cristobal. I picked up this hot Latina. I banged her almost a dozen times. We're still in contact via WhatsApp. Obviously, I'm gonna see her again. And here's what happened, guys. Now, as you guys know, when I went to Cancun, I met this hot Latina. She's 40 years old. I told you that she got like beat up by her ex-boyfriend, and he took like $1,500 from her to start up some business, but in reality he ghosted her. So for those guys of you who are new to the channel, this video might be on the Muslim Copper. If it's on the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, especially on MGTOW TV, because everything I do on MGTOW TV goes under the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel. So you guys are probably going to hear this story again. But you guys on the Muslim Copper channel, assuming this video goes up on the Muslim Copper channel on YouTube, and just letting you all know, everything I do goes up on MGTOW.TV first. I know a lot of you guys on YouTube are like, yo, Amar, where you been, man? It's like, dude, everything I do is on MGTOW.TV, okay? MGTOW TV is a real website. It's functional, okay? We paid out tens of thousands of dollars to content creators. It's not Mickey Mouse, okay? It's not like Yogi Obes is working on it behind the scenes or anything. So go to MGTOW TV, get yourself an account. You can watch videos for free, okay? If you want to support out MGTOW TV, we're going to upgrade our server very, very soon because our current server is at 90% capacity. Once it hits 95% capacity, I'm going to have to buy a bigger server. So our current server is 22 terabytes. It's costing us $150. The next server up is going to be close to 50 terabytes, but it's going to cost us $350. So our CDN bill is going to go up $200 in probably the next couple of weeks, simply because we have to buy a bigger server. All these videos we have on MGTOW TV going back God knows how many years, all those videos have to be somewhere, right? It's not up in the clouds, it's on a server, and server costs money. So if you guys want to help out MGTOW TV, get yourself a membership. It's only $1 a month. You know, there's like 2,000 people who show up to MGTOW TV on a daily basis. If half of you got a $1 a month membership, I wouldn't have to be making these videos asking for money and taking up your sweet time. Anyway, so looks maxing. So the woman I met in Cancun, I met her on the second day I got to Cancun. Now, I looks maxed in Cancun on day number three, okay? Day number three or day number four, I was in Cancun, I looks maxed. Now, this hot Latina who's 40 years old, when I met her, and I, again, saying the story again to the people who are new to this video or in the channel as a whole, I was at the pub, I was trying to order a drink. Obviously, I don't drink alcohol and I don't know Spanish. So when the lady heard that I was speaking English, I'm from America, and I don't drink alcohol, she was like, oh my God, you don't drink alcohol too? And obviously she wanted to practice her English with me. Her English was pretty much decent. So we hit it off. We had a good night at the pub. We talked, we laughed, you know, we lightly touched one another on the forearms and hands and shit like that. But later on, when I wanted to ask her out, you know, she would ghost me. So when I travel and I tell her, hey, I'm at such and such a place, she's like, oh my God, that's a great place. I love that you're having fun around town. So when I talk to her about things like, hey, it's fun, look where I'm at, she's receptive, she's talking. But when I try to ask her out, like, hey, let's go for drinks, you know, I'm back in town, she ghosts me. So obviously, she's not interested in me like that. And that's due to the fact that when she saw me, I did not look maxed. Now, as you guys may or may not know, how I look maxed is that I got a whole lot of buttocks and fillers done to me. Now, unlike Coach Bitchpill, I was not born inherently fugly. It's just that I had facial paralysis. You know what happened to Justin Bieber where his face was like fucked up? I had something like that that unfortunately didn't go away 100%. So this is why my face is a 3. It's not, again, it's not because I'm inherently fugly. In fact, where's my Egyptian passport, man? Let me show you my Egyptian passport from a couple of years ago. Actually, it's more than a couple of years ago. Let me see if I can find it. Where's my Egyptian passport? Ah, there it is. This is my Egyptian passport over here, okay, guys? Try not to give you much toxin information. See, this is how I looked, okay? See? This is how I looked. This is how I look, okay? This was before my facial paralysis, okay? This was taken back in 2007, I think. Damn it. Yeah, this was taken back date of issue is, 2007, okay? This was taken back in August of 2007. So this is how I looked, guys, back before my facial paralysis, okay? This is how I looked. As you guys can see, again, this is 2007. This is exact... God, I hate loud cars. This is exactly 15 years ago, guys. This picture is exactly 15 years old. Okay, 13 plus 2, 2022, take away 7, this picture is exactly 15 years ago, and this, again, was before my facial paralysis. So, that's all the proof you guys need to know that I, unlike Bitchpill, was not born inherently fugly, but the facial paralysis I had really didn't go away, so it, like, permanently fucked up my face. So the whole point of Botox and fillers was simply to make up for the facial paralysis I had. Now this side, this side over here was okay. This side over here is fucked up. As you guys can see, I still have this old man lines down here. I actually had to Luxmax in Cancun twice. You know, the first time I Luxmaxed in Cancun was on my third day in Cancun after I met this hot 40-year-old Latina. The second time I Luxmaxed in Cancun was actually a couple of days ago where I did a revision, you know. So the first time when I Luxmaxed like a month and a half ago, okay, it was decent, it was good. It was good enough for me to land a hot Latina in San Cristobal. But when I came back a couple of days ago in Cancun, I had a revision. They filled this area with more fillers. They were able to do a lot of work on my lips. If you guys watch my old videos, my lips look like they're fucking crooked up, messed up, but not anymore. See? See, guys? Not bad, huh? So as you guys can tell, it's not symmetrical. Now, the doctor was very honest with me. He told me, Amar, look, you will never, ever have a fully symmetric, 100% symmetrical face. We can get close to it, but you'll never, ever have a symmetrical face. Now, you guys out there who watch my videos, again, if you guys watch my videos on MGTOW.TV, go back 2 months, okay? Watch any video I did before June of this year. Any video I did before June of this year, just watch how I talk in the video. You will notice there's a big difference between how my face looks now versus how my face looked just 2 months ago. And that's because I didn't have the fillers and the Botox and all that good stuff to make up for my facial paralysis that I got, I don't know when. Again, when you get facial paralysis, guys, like Justin Bieber, it just happens due to a virus. Most of the time, it simply goes away as if it never happened. Unfortunately for me, it ruined some muscles and nerves. You know, in the past, when I went like this, in fact, to this very day, guys, to this very day, when I go like this, you can kind of see that my lips are still lopsided a little bit, and that's due to the fact that one of my muscles is like overactive or underactive. I don't know how this shit works. I'm not a freaking doctor. All I know is I had facial paralysis that fucked up my face, and that fillers and Botox are compensating for it. You know, maybe some surgery where they like fucking go in, rip out, you know, shit. Maybe that will kind of take care of it. But the bottom line, guys, is that I will never ever have a symmetrical face like I once had. And it is what it is, man. And another thing I did in Cancun a couple of days ago, you guys are gonna take notice of, right? Is that there's a new type of injection where they like inject stuff in here that will actually make you lose fat, okay? You will permanently lose fat here in your jaw area. And the doctor told me that you're gonna see full results after a month. So pretty much the stuff they inject in here is that it will kill your fat cells. Up to 25% of your fat cells will be killed, and they will be, you know, they will go throughout the lymphnobic system or something like that, okay? So over the course of the next couple of weeks, guys, I'm gonna be losing up to 25% of the fat I have in here. In fact, I've actually lost some fat already in here. You know, when I go like this, guys, you know, in the past, you guys would say, yo, Amar, it looks like you have a double chin going on. And yes, it really does look like I have a double chin going on because I got extra fat in this area. Well, thanks to this new type of injectables, you know, God willing, of course, I'm already getting rid of the fat in this area. And the doctor told me that I could do it twice, maybe three times, and that will get rid of the fat. Now, one operation, one cycle of injections to get rid of the fat in here is $317. So imagine if I paid like $1,000 for three cycles and that got rid of like, 70-80% of the fat I have here. That's mission accomplished. Now the fillers, the fillers I get, guys, they cost about $350. Here in America, the same fillers will cost $650. You know, all in all, I spent almost $2,500 on all this you see here, guys. Everything you see here, okay, right? All this cost me almost $2,500, okay? And that's just to make up for that freaking virus that gave me facial paralysis. And this should be permanent as long as I don't fucking, go out and eat like a monster. Because even though the fat cells would be gone, what would end up happening is that if I eat a lot, the remaining fat cells, they will just get bigger and bigger. So the fat loss, getting rid of the fat cells is indeed permanent. But if I eat a lot, which I don't plan on doing, the remaining fat cells will get fat. So this cost $317. Everything else around here, all the buttocks cost, all the buttocks and the fillers. I got some buttocks up here. So between the buttocks and the fillers, mainly the fillers were used. That cost about $2,000. And, the doctor who's doing it, he's a male doctor. He's a young guy, like, probably my age, 40. And he told me, Amr, and I'm not, I'm quoting him, okay? He told me, Amr, I can give you a Hollywood movie action star jawline, okay? I can have a jawline of fucking, some Hollywood action hero. It's gonna take four injectables, right? It's gonna take four fillers. And what they do is that, again, I'm not a fucking doctor, with fillers, they can give you that, that picture of Giga Chad floating around on the internet? That can be me. All I need is like four shots of fillers. Now, what I want to do, fillers last, maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. It's not permanent. I'm a big fan of permanent and not semi-permanent. So I would much rather get rid of the fat loss here first. And then, if need be, just for kicks, I will get, the four injectables in here to have that Giga Chad jawline. But the point I'm trying to tell you guys is that looks maxing really does work, Had I met that Cancun girl, 3 days, 4 days later after I got this, even though I got it the first time around, it wasn't perfect, I'd have gotten her pussy, So what I want to tell you in this video, guys, is that looks maxing really does work. Now, if you have an ugly face, if you're Indian, if you're short, if you're bald, it really doesn't work. But when you're somebody like me, you're 6'3", you have a decent body, but the face is a 3. And again, I told you guys, my face is a 3 because of a freaking facial paralysis, not because I was born ugly. Again, I'm not making my face look better. I'm simply reverting back to the way my face used to look before a facial paralysis. Imagine you broke your leg and you went to the doctor and the doctor reset your leg. Is that looks maxing? No, You're just fixing what went wrong. All I'm doing with Botox and fillers and TRT, you know, like Alex Jones said, they put chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. So my testosterone was very low. It was 300, which is probably lower than an 80, 90-year-old man. So all I am doing with Botox, fillers, TRT, is that I'm simply writing what's wrong. But I want to tell you guys that I'm proof that Lux Maxin really does work. And I am furthermore proof that the only reason a woman will ever reject you is based off of looks. I don't care if she's married, I don't care if she has a boyfriend. The only reason a woman will ever reject you is simply based off of looks. For example, this Latina gal I met before I face maxed in Cancun, I'm not gonna reach out to her again. I'm not gonna send her a picture of me saying, "Hey, look, I looks maxed, give me another chance." No, it's over. If she reaches out to me, which I highly doubt, cool. If she doesn't, it's game over. See, this is what I want everybody here watching this video to fucking understand, man. If a woman doesn't want to get with you, if she doesn't want to give you her pussy, it's because you do not meet her minimum looks threshold. This is what everybody here has got to understand. You know, the hot Latina girl, I know a lot of you guys say, "Oh, Omar, she's a single mother, trashy hoe." Who gives a fuck? Her pussy's good. She does triple monkey backflips for me. What more than that do you ask, okay? I got that girl after I did the initial looks max in Cancun. If I didn't looks max, I wouldn't have gotten my pee-pee touched during this whole trip. If you guys remember, I went to Europe, you know, 8 months ago. I didn't get my pee-pee touched in Europe either. Why? Because it all comes down to looks. Just like they say in real estate, they say location, looks. Looks are the only reason a woman will ever reject you. And if you find a woman coming on strong to you and you don't look that good, it's because she's a fucking gold digger and she heard that you're rich. As you guys know, I was married to a hojabi, you know, a couple of years ago, and she was in it for the money. You know, she was a fucking gold digger. So this is why I tell you guys out there, you know, see, whether I'm in Cancun, I'm in San Cristobal, this is how I dress, guys, okay? The way I, Amr Mitwali, dress, nothing about me says money, okay? Why? Because if a girl is gonna get with me, I want her to get with me because she wants my dick in her pussy, okay? If I walk around like a certain PUA out there who tells you all the time, walk around grabbing your junk, say, "No, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha." You know, walk around with your fucking Mercedes Benzki going G-Wagon, wearing a fake Rolex, you know, wearing a gold chain around your neck like it's a freaking tire. You are just setting yourself up to having a gold digger come after you, man. I told you guys, the Latina I had back in San Cristobal, dude, we had freaky deaky sex. I'm talking about, bitch, where's my dick? I couldn't feel my dick anymore after she was done with me. Because I told you guys, you know, I can fuck a girl for like half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, but I get exhausted, right? When I get exhausted, I get on my back, I put her on top, and I'm in heaven, guys. You know, that's why I'm going to go back to San Cristobal, because I got good pussy. I got good pussy simply because I looks max. This is what I want you guys out here to understand. Looks, okay? Look at yourself in the mirror. Compare yourself to other guys. You don't need to go on the internet, get some rando to give you a face rating. You know, compare yourself to hot guys out there and be realistic, man. I, Amr Mitwali, I know when I'm beat by another dude who's hotter than me, you know? If you don't need to go out and pay some rando on the internet to tell you, "Yo, homie, your face is a fucking 3 out of a 10. You know, I know that. You know, I know my face isn't all that. I don't need to pay some guy to tell me that, right? You guys out there watching this, you gotta look around you and you gotta say to yourself, hey man, how's my face compared to other people? How do I look compared to other people? You know, walk around town. If you're fucking 5'4" and everybody else is taller than you, then you know your height is a problem, okay? If you look at yourself in the mirror and you're the total opposite of Chris Hemsworth, Idris Elba, fucking Brad Pitt, then you know you got a fugly face, okay? You don't need some motherfucking rando on the internet telling you that, okay, guys? So that's my video for you today. Number one, the only reason a woman will ever reject you is because of looks and only looks. Number two, looks maxing work if you are not an inherently fugly, short, bald dude. And number three, if you're not a good looking dude and you see a woman coming after you, it pretty much means she's a fucking gold digger and she's gonna take an advantage of you. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Oh, I also did a video for you before I left San Cristobal with my hot Latina girlfriend. Unfortunately, because the phone died, I couldn't upload it, but I'm gonna re-record that video for you. Obviously, I don't have my girl here with me, but that's okay. I got tons of pics of her. All right, guys, see you in the next one. Be safe. Peace.